Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday, the 6th of September. Ultimate guys, I have sent your the one game that is being played on Sunday in Portugal, rather unusually, during an international break. That is all posted and emailed out. Trading guys, we've got nothing today. I very much doubt we may have something tomorrow. It's a bit of Dutch Dupla, but I very much doubt we're going to have anything until the football resumes. But I will keep you posted over the next few days. Right, what have we got today? Let's have a... What should we cover? What should we start with? Where should we start? Let's start the old Brexit, eh? What is going on? It's just brilliant. It's just... I mean, we are living in historic times. I know people don't like me going on about it, but fuck you. I mean, who do you vote for? We're going to have a general election. We don't know when we're going to have it. Are we going to have it before October the 31st or after? You know, the strangest situation of Corbyn and Labour calling for one for two and a half years. Then they get the chance to vote for one and decide not to. And I understand why they haven't, because I, you know, it all comes down to trusting Boris, and I wouldn't trust him as far as I throw him. I do think Labour will have a general election when this is all sorted, but who knows? I mean, I don't even know who you can vote for. If you vote Tory, you're in essence voting for no deal, which is, once this legislation passes, illegal. But it may not be illegal if the election's before 31st of October and they can rescind it all. So there. How can anyone at the minute vote Labour? I know Les Cav is probably fucking headbutting the wall now, but we will agree a new deal, but then campaign to remain. That's the words I've heard out of two Labour politicians. So you're going to go and agree a deal and sit down with Europe and say, we'll agree this deal, but then we're going to go back and campaign to remain. I mean, Europe, what are they going to say to that? I don't even understand that. We've got a situation where we want him to go and ask for an extension. Europe may, of course, not agree. They probably will, but I think they've probably had enough now. The French certainly look like they've had enough. It is an absolute... You couldn't, if you were writing novels, create a bigger shambles than all this has caused. And I said to my boy the other day, he was talking about it, and he's a staunch Remainer, young lad. I said, if you go back 4 or 5 years ago, I've always talked politics with people, always. You know, NHS, teaching, policing, whatever. Domestic politics, it's been something I've been interested in for years, and I'm really interested in American politics. But nobody, I've never genuinely, until this sort of appearance of Farage, nobody was coming up and sitting with me and moaning about Europe. I know that they have in the Tory party for years, but nobody was sitting, oh, what about them bloody Europeans? It may have gone on, but I've never experienced it. And now you can't get away from it, and it's an absolute mess. And you watch programmes like Question Time, they can't sit round a table and have a conversation. What chance have you got? You've got absolutely no chance. I'm sort of, where am I? I'm in the group, I guess, that I think we should leave, because I think the referendum should be upheld, because I think if that's not, then that is the road to, whether I agree with the result or not, that is the road to just the whole thing starting to fall down. But I don't want to leave on no deal. So I do think we should leave, but I do think we should leave with a deal. I think leaving with no deal is totally irresponsible. And people who think that is the answer, you really do need to look at the facts. And I really have looked at all this. And the old British empirical spirit of we will just be fine, unfortunately, just doesn't cut it. And it just doesn't. And people can say that all they like, and unfortunately a lot of the people saying that are multi-millionaires. You know, Rees-Mogg, how can you take that guy seriously? The guy's moved his business to Ireland, made millions the night of Brexit, he's made millions short in the pound in his investment firm, doesn't pay an ounce of tax in this country on it, and he stands to make millions, you know, whatever. That's all he's about. He's just a self-serving, snivelling little rat who thinks he can use his sort of Victorian faux language and get away with it. And he's being seen, well, certainly by me and others, being seen right through. But don't think for 1 minute he's interested in leaving Europe for you, because he certainly isn't. Johnson's the same. They're not, that's the thing, they're self-serving. That's what annoys me. And that British old don't worry about it, and the way he criticised that doctor this week, just it's just not on. You do need to look at the facts, and that's all I've sort of ever urged people. Read it. Don't read the bias and confirmation bias that you get sent in social media. You know, if you follow a right-wing post, you'll get sent more right-wing information, and vice versa. If you follow Brexit stuff, you'll get sent Brexit stuff. That's what these algorithms do. Actually go out and source proper documents and government information on what is happening and what will happen. And it is scary. I'm not saying we won't be fine, but it is worrying. It's, you know, it is worrying. There's going to be people in a massive amount of hardship, and there already is. I'm just not sure that it's worth taking that plunge just because we want out and out. Let's get out. Let's try and do it properly. And then you've got no factual evidence at all, genuinely. There isn't any anywhere that he is pursuing a deal. He stands there and tells you he is. But every time, you know, it's great in the summer when he's being interviewed and prancing around on his own. Now he's up to some sort of parliamentary scrutiny. He's got no evidence at all that he can put to anybody, or any one of them can. And Europe have confirmed this. The Irish Prime Minister's confirmed it. Everybody apparently is lying except for him, that he's pursuing a deal. And all this, oh, you can't do it in the open. Of course you can. Of course you can say this is what we're thinking and this is where we're heading. These people want a solution themselves. When you look at things like the Irish border, people want to hear what are the possible solutions. Because that, I grew up with bombs and people dying in Ireland on the front pages of my newspapers. We certainly do not want any excuse to return back to those days. So you need to look at all these things. But yeah, he just, there's no, you know, and he's in effect, when he said the backstop must go, he has said that's it. Because Europe is saying, well, it can't go because of the protections we need in place and the trying to avoid a hard border, and that gives us a 2-year period to start the negotiations, find a solution. He said nope, not having it. So in effect he's saying, well, then it's no deal. And that, I do firmly believe that is what he's pursuing, because it's all about him and him being Prime Minister, and look what I delivered. And then when it all gets messy after it, it'll fuck off. Don't worry about that. So I don't know. Who do I vote for? Answers on a postcard. If I don't want to vote for no deal, I don't want to vote for we'll negotiate a deal, but then we'll campaign to remain. I don't really want to vote for remain because I don't think that's probably right. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm stumped. I think we need another one, another party. We've got the I Have Had Enough and Don't Give a Fuck party. I think there's a few of them in the country now as well. I think that could probably get a majority. I'm generally absolutely baffled. And while I think a second referendum would be an absolute invitation for aggro, I think Leave would still win it, by the way. It could actually be an answer with some deal stipulations in it, now that whatever anybody says, we have got more information available. But I still wouldn't know exactly what questions you put on it or how you manage that. But has anyone got a Scooby? Answers on a postcard. Put it on the old comment section. Help me out. And don't just be, I want out, we want out. Let's have some intellectual debate on the website. Interesting. Right, NFL. The NFL comp started last night. Ed, you are, son. You're out. You didn't get in time. Arrivederci. I watched the game. Suggs lasted all of 12 hours. There you go. That's what I deal with. Famous words. 1.61, so I expect not. Yes, gone, Suggs. I did put late last night that backing Green Bay on the handicap. I did fancy them outright. Wasn't brave enough, I'll be honest. But I did fancy them to cover the handicap. Tweeted that late last night with a couple of Super Bowl bets. Wasn't the greatest game last night, to be fair. A little bit of excitement at the end as Chicago were pushing to get a tying touchdown. But I thought the Green Bay defence looked very good, and I think they'll cause teams a few problems this year. Missed the boat there, perhaps backing them for the Super Bowl. I think they shortened in about 4 or 5 points. I do like the look of Kansas, and I think Philadelphia will go well. Obviously, New England will be there or thereabouts, because they always are. But I will do some sort of weekly NFL mentions and things through the season on the pod. And if I don't do it on the pod, I'll post it on Twitter. Again, it will just be depending on times, but we got a round of matches through till Monday or Tuesday, so I'll have a look tomorrow and mention some for over the weekend. Again, all at your own peril. It is a sport I do have a look at and study a bit, but I am by no means as informed as certain other people are. And then, of course, posting the NFL did make me laugh. Old LMTG78, you did have me laughing out loud. A load of fat blokes in shoulder pads playing patty cake. No thanks. That did make me laugh. Really made me laugh out loud when I read it. I don't quite see it like that. I went to the first game of the season last year in Philadelphia. Sort of reminiscing last night. I really enjoyed it. But I've been to games at Wembley as well, and these guys seriously do hit each other. And then you've got the old Cockney United boy coming out, haven't you? It's a load of softies who couldn't make it in rugby and prefer body armour to play so they don't get hurt. I mean, I know up north, I mean, you're not a northerner, you're a Londoner, but I know up north they like their egg chasing. But let's get to the bottom of that, the old egg chasing game, when people say about hard and soft and all that. The first thing, I mean, I like rugby. I've been to Twickenham to see an international, one of the best things I've been to. All very well mannered, very well behaved, listen to the referee. Love to see a bit more of that in football. And obviously I'm going out to Japan next month to see England, Argentina. It's a sport I enjoyed when I went, and I'm looking forward to going to. But when you look at the actual game itself, it was founded years back, when it, whatever it was, 1830s, 1840s, a school that was called rugby. What was actually happening was a football match was going on, and a lad was not skillful enough to dribble it, so he sort of, oh, I can't do this anymore, so he picked it up and started running with it, because that's all he could do. And then somebody else came running at him, and without looking, he threw it behind him, and all of a sudden you've got the development of a game where you're running forwards, throwing it backwards because you're scared of the bloke running at you. I mean, what a load of old nonsense that is. Honestly, egg chasing, flipping, do me a favour. And that's how that came about, son. So that's the facts. That's the facts in there. You don't need Wikipedia. You don't need to look it up. You've just got the FTS facts on how rugby was started. Somebody who didn't have the skills to play football picked it up, ran. Somebody else running at him, lobbed it behind him. Big panic attack there. And from there, someone went, that's a good game. What we'll do, we'll run with it. And then when a big bloke comes, throw it behind you. And yeah, that's the game. There you go, son. Whereas them American football boys, they don't mess around. 25, 30 stone, crunch, full at you. Full explosive speed. A flipping quarterback that can drop it on a sixpence. We are talking skills. Great game. Great game to watch. Up the 49ers. Up the Niners. Obviously, I'd covered a bit of betting advice yesterday. If you all learn to agree with me and understand my opinions on things, you'd all be in a much better place, trust me. Obviously, I covered a bit of betting advice yesterday, and I did have an email in the week, which I forgot to cover. A guy emailed me about what do I do when the bet involves Tottenham. So, for example, let's say Tottenham-Arsenal, and the bet comes up for me to back Arsenal. How do I feel? Yeah, that's a perfectly valid question. Being a Spurs, lifelong Spurs supporter, how do I feel about it? Do I place the bet? Do I ignore the game? Whatever. Absolutely, I place the bet. I distinguish immediately between what I do professionally for a living and what is, in essence, whilst it's a massive passion of mine, it's been a huge part of my life, it is just a hobby. I have bet on Arsenal, I've bet on Liverpool, I've sat watching games where I've had bets on them, wanting them to lose. That may sound a little bit daft, but I have, because I don't want either of them to win a game of football. But I can separate that out when I'm sat down. You know, if I put a bet on, I'll have £500 on Arsenal to beat Tottenham, I'll go down. That's not even in my head. I'm sitting watching the TV wanting us to absolutely destroy them. And then I'll worry about the betting side later on. And if Arsenal win, I've got the win-win of, or the compensation, if you like, of making some money on it. But I certainly don't let it influence how I bet. In any way, shape or form, my personal opinion on a game or my sort of affection for one side or the other. Everything I do is purely based on numbers, and if the numbers say it's Liverpool or Arsenal or Chelsea, then the bet goes on. So just thought I'd clarify that. Right, I met with our new web developer. Basically, this has sort of been 3, 4, 5 months in the making guy offered to help me with the website, because for those of you who don't know, I know people don't believe a lot of this, but I never intended to have a website of the scale or size it was. When it started up, it was one page selling a PDF on laying the drawer. And from that it developed, and I genuinely never have, despite numerous occasions, got a proper grasp on it. I've been a one-man band, and I've had people help me, and I've tacked bits on, but I don't think I've ever done it correctly, or to the standard that I myself would want to see it. It's always been a kind of reactionary thing. You know, we've got the odd sheets and that, so that goes out, but I've always had this sort of idea of wanting a proper learning zone, proper videos, you know, having it done, but doing it on your own when in effect through the football season you've only got 3 days a week to work and you don't know that much about that side of it, is quite difficult. So I've had this lad who said he's going to help me, and he's been absolutely fantastic. So from next week you are going to see changes on the website. I'm just going to explain a little bit about it before people think, well, what does that mean? There will be a slightly new layout, and that layout is more for my benefit, to make things easier and quicker for me to publish things like the odd sheets. So you won't see a massive difference on the front end, but for me behind it will. There will be slight different layouts to download links and things for Ultimate Membership, but you will log in and use it exactly the same. So I don't want anybody panicking about that. And we're going to probably put that live next Thursday. The focus then of the website is not on sales, but actually, you know, what do we want from FTS? I've always seen it as a sort of place to help people more than anything. So in essence, what we're going to do is focus on building a community. And that community may well just be the Ultimate people that we've got now. Of course, if more people join in, then we can. They're more than welcome. And that community will be focused on, yes, using the FTS tools, but more building a focus on better punting, that people actually just don't do the shit that they do, and do it better, punt better, with a bit more informed, and people who've been doing it a long time can help them better. So we're going to build a community. We won't be adding any new products or anything. It is going to be based on FTS Ultimate and Beginner. The Golf Guru will obviously continue, and we'll have an area to talk about that, and then developing and helping people with the horse racing side. So very much only those three sports that we've got now. We're going to introduce guest blogs. I've already got somebody come to me who's going to do a guest blog, so he will update that himself, monthly, two weekly, whatever, with his experience. I know Andy Marnell, if you're listening, you've done one before. You're more than welcome to revisit that if you want, and if anybody else wants to. That will not involve me at all. You will simply log in and post it and update it as you went. So if anybody wants to do that, please contact me. We're then going to have a load of community sort of tools that you guys like, not necessarily again involving me, but I will chip in where I can. I mentioned chat rooms and things yesterday. They're not for me, but we are going to have some chat rooms. We're going to have an addition of a forum, and anybody who would like to be a moderator, again, please contact me. We will have filters on there for profanity and stuff like that, because we don't want it just to become a... I don't want it to become my fear with forums, and it's a bit like the one that I got bored up on whenever. They don't actually achieve anything for me. It's just a load of people talking shit. It's a bit like watching the six people on Question Time arguing around a table. Not actually helping people, you just don't talk shit. We want one that actually helps people. So if there are people who want to moderate, we will try and sculpt it in a way that the content and the headings and the questions and things in there go in the right direction. Won't be easy, I know, but that's the sort of aim. We're going to have a direct messaging service, so if members want to talk to each other via the FTS platform, they can do without it going all over the place or having to use Twitter. So you can all actually direct message members within the website. So if somebody posts a system, you can ask them a direct message question, you know, without it going all over the place. And some people don't want to ask questions because they might sound stupid. So you can do that in effect and get an answer. We've got a new setup for the, in effect, what's the Ultimate sharing page. And actually a submission of systems where you'll almost submit them as if you were building them on the spreadsheet. So you'll just literally click headings so that can't be any mistakes, any typos. That will then come to me. I can then check it, approve it, and when it goes up, it will all be in the uniform format, so whoever's got it. So we've got quite a lot that we're going to unveil over the next couple of months, starting with obviously the new layout next week. And then we're going to give you the say in when we add these things. I'm not going to add them all in one go because it becomes too much to check everything's working okay. But we will basically ask you, right, do you want the forum first? Do you want chat rooms first? Do you want the direct messaging feature first? Do you want the share? So we'll basically do it in a priority that suits you over the next couple of months. And by the end of this year, so by the end of 2019, hopefully we're on the way to building this community. That we're all helping each other and moving forward to do the right thing. So I'm really excited about it, but obviously I've seen some of the bits he's done, and certainly I know it's going to make my life easier. But I think it's going to be great for you guys. It just, I'm really happy with the guy I've got behind it because he's committed to it, and it's not like when I deal with a sort of freelancer who's in India and I get knocked for a grand and he doesn't actually do what I want to do. You know, we can go and meet in London, sit down for a couple of hours. This is what I've done, Ian, have a look at it and get it online. So I think that we're only going to all benefit from it and move it forward. So yes, I'm really excited about it. I'm not going to lie. It's good. So from next week onwards, Thursday, probably we're going to put the website live. Hopefully there won't be any issues. We certainly don't envisage any, but don't panic if you can't log in or something. We'll be around to sort it. And then we'll start introducing these new features, which are purely about community based. And you know, we're gonna, I know Ronnie will be listening, we're reviving the old FTS newsletters, Gambling Academy. I'm gonna serialise them again, in effect modernise them and release them, but we're gonna release them one at a time. As articles on the website, videos are all going to have their own area, and you'll be able to search them by what they're relevant to. So everything will have a bit more relevance rather than just being posted and then 2 years later, oh, where's that gone? So it'll almost be an index library of help. So yeah, hopefully that's all good. Right, that's it. Right, I've got a couple of bets. Football, 8 o'clock. Finn Harps versus St Patrick. If it is nil-nil on 20 minutes, Drip lay the first half goal, 20 through 35 minutes. Finn Harps versus St Patrick should be a cheap one. Horse racing, Haydock 505 Manhattan, a win bet. Haydock 505 Manhattan, a win bet. Trades. I've had two emails on the trades on the same theme that people don't like them because. Obviously, you trade 25-30%, and then like yesterday, it doesn't trade. You lose a point if you haven't got stop loss or anything, which I don't. And then it takes you three or four to get back to that point back. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you, I get quite a few trades a day that I've got shortlisted. And obviously, I'm picking a couple that I think are most likely for you guys to trade. I'm going to streamline that and get it down to a much tighter selection criteria, and I'm going to give you the trade that I think will dob. So it may only be one a day, it may be two, but you're not going to ever get three, four, five. So in effect, you can only win a point, or you'll win a point less commission. And there's, I mean, that annoys me, people who post these things without commission. There's one on Twitter now, puts them up, no commission, just no need for it, put commission on it. There's another firm that does football and horse racing, doesn't put commission on their bets, just winds me up. So in effect, you can, let's take worst case, 5% commission, you can win 0.95 points or you can lose a point. So if you back it at 8, you put the lay in at 4. So that is how I'm going to do the horse trades. If people say to me, oh no, I don't like that, then put comments on and I can have a revisit. But that's where I'm going from today onwards. I'm going to look at horses that I think will dob. I've got one today, which is in the 305 at Ascot, Shawahek in the 305 at Ascot. It's ridden by Jim Crowley, so it's currently about 9. So, for example, if you back that for a point at 9, you would lay 2 points at 4.5. That then will give you the 1 point either way, 1 point loss or a 1 point minus commission win. Hopefully, obviously, what we need to do over the course of a month, and I can say a month because you guys love months, is have more dob than don't. And hopefully we will do that. Not saying it will be 30 points a month, but it might be something like we have, I don't know, 20 that dob at 10 that don't, and you pick up 10 points, or you know, something like that. So that's where we're headed with that, unless people kick up a stink and tell me no. So you can win a point. I just think it probably does make it a bit easier for people to operate. Okay, I've waffled on, I've covered everything. Yeah, that's it. Have a lovely Friday. As I say, trading guys, nothing today, but I will update you tomorrow and I will update anybody on the clinic if there's anything, but I don't envisage a lot while we've got this nonsense international break on. Have a great Friday and I'll be back with you tomorrow.